SWJ.
Scott?
NC9B. How's everything up in the good old Big Apple there? Cold. But it's warmer than it has been. It's up to 25 today. Has been low teens and single digits the last couple days.
That's cold. Well, gee, I hate to tell you this, but it's going to be 70 here.
Yeah, rub it in.
30 degrees out there, but it says it'll warm up real quick, all sunny. Close to 70 in Asheville, so I imagine Greenville's will be a little bit higher than that.
It usually is. Man, has all the snow melted down there?
The Greenville, South Line's all gone. I still got a, still had a little bit of the house still. My road is a muddy mess, but other than that, it's slowly going away.
Everywhere up here, piles of snow everywhere up here.
We're going up north and sitting up piles in the parking lot, and you know, it's been 70, 80 degrees down here, and you go up there and still got piles of snow in the parking lot. Yeah. Me and my wife, we went to Chicago and went up there to Lake Michigan. It was iced over it. Just wanted to get a picture of us standing in the ice, and man, we got there, it was so freaking cold. Took the picture, got right back in the car, and had the heater in the car all max time.
Allie and I, my wife, we took a picture of us standing, walked out on one of the lakes in Central Park, and took a picture of us standing on the frozen lake in the middle of Central Park. First time we ever stood on a frozen lake. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I've done that. I'm not sure I'd be brave enough to stand on ice.
They're skating on it, so I thought, hey, if they can skate on it and do twirls and jumps on it, I can walk out and stand on it. So we were brave and tried.
Okay for that, huh? Yeah, I hear you there. Oh, man. Well, you got all your work done? You about ready to come back? When are you coming back?
8 p.m. flight tomorrow night, direct to Greenville.
I wonder how you'd be able to catch a direct flight to Greenville from New York.
4 flights a day, direct from LaGuardia to Greenville, Spartanburg, on Delta.
Getting big, I guess. I guess what I call it, the GSB International Airport.
I'd like to know where we fly international to.
Oh, Mexico. Aruba, Jamaica, maybe one of them.
It's not a bad little airport. I always get through security fast, so I don't complain.
GSB. I've got a little carry bag that I carry, and I usually carry a sidearm in it. I cleared all the sidearm out and everything, but apparently I missed one bullet that showed up on their x-ray. Yeah, a little embarrassing. Of course, I have my credentials in it, too, but he says, did you want me to throw this, discard this for you? Oh, please, if you don't mind.
That's funny. My son, we flew with my son, and he left a water bottle full of water in his backpack, and they caught that. But then when they did the inspection on the backpack, they reached in the backpack to grab the thing of water, and he had a fish hook, a triple fish hook stuck in the bag, and we didn't know it, but the TSA officer got his finger caught on the triple fish hook, and it was the biggest deal about how they had a workplace injury, and they had to take my name and all that stuff, and all kinds of mess about getting that fish hook stuck in the TSA officer's finger and all that stuff. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's, you would be surprised. If you get something with the government involved, I know people, they hit a cruiser or a cruiser hits them, they don't understand what a big deal it is. You got to photograph it, you got to have a supervisor come out, the whole nine yards, you know, if EMS has to come out, oh my goodness. You talk about a rigmarole and paperwork. It's a mess.
Government bureaucracy is its best.
Dollars, maybe not well, but definitely spending your tax dollars in C9B.
Government is good at spending my tax dollars is definitely it. They know how to spend a tax dollar, and they know how to spend it quickly. And to SWJ.
Signed to a task force there in Charleston, and I was a conduit for money for the county from the government, from the federal. Of course, we did some pretty good seizures. I mean, we did a $100,000 reverse. You know, patched up 5 kilos of fake stuff and sold it to a dealer. He was dumb enough to bring cash, 5, 10s, and 20s for it, double bagged and 2 Walmart bags. But, yeah, he went to jail. He might still be in there. I don't know.
Some people just ain't the sharpest tools in their shed. Yeah.
This is back when the Dodge Caravans were really big. They put gaming systems in it, hidden compartments. That's when the stereo shops became big business. That's when the high-end stereo shops were putting in hidden compartments. That they had to have a secret combination to get the door open. They towed one of the caravans one night. They got a fall in the chase and finally got it towed to the yard, the impound lot. Of course, they had perimeter sensors on the impound lot, and the sensors went off, and the guy in charge of the lot got there. And they couldn't figure out the next day when it got daylight out. They checked the lot over real good, checked that van over real good. And apparently, the hidden compartment, when they went in the hidden compartment, they didn't realize, but they left a little something hanging out in the door. And that's how they figured out where the hidden compartment was. And they missed the dope and the money.
That's crazy.
I'll get some stories. There's lots more where that came from. You know, they say, you can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this up. You think you've seen it all? Nah, you don't ever say that.
There's one thing I've learned in the IT industry is right, what you just said, though, you can't make this stuff up. And, I mean, just when you think you've seen it all, something else comes along and you're like, man, wow, I couldn't have made that up. And that's just crazy, you know. And every day it just gets wilder and wilder.
When I first started, I used to try and figure out, well, why would somebody do this? Why did this guy do this? Why? I figured out a long time ago, there's no rhyme or reason, man. There's no reason these people do what they do. Oh, this is a brave soul, riding a bicycle, all in dark, black jacket, blue jeans, no reflectors, on 290. Yeah, you can't fix it, I'm telling you. It's C9B. A big kudos, though. It was riding with traffic.
You know, I hate that when people are riding against traffic. It is absolutely crazy. It's like learning the rules.
Growing up, I got stopped by a cop one time on my bicycle because I was riding the wrong direction. So he put me in the right path. And people have to understand it's reverse. If you're on foot, you walk facing traffic. If you ride a bicycle, you ride with traffic. And in that case, in this guy's case, I just passed. We'll put that on his tombstone. Yeah, dark clothing at night, but he was riding with traffic. Decided we're gonna leave Thursday. Start heading south.
We're leaving Thursday. I get back Wednesday night, and then we're turning around and leaving, driving out Thursday morning. Or probably more like noon Thursday.
Atlanta, where you going? doing 26 to 95.
Go through Atlanta because it's six lane most of the way and a little bit easier. I know it's, if you do it on the map, it's like 20 minutes longer to get to Lakeland from going that way. But the six lanes make up for it, so.
Never ask me, said no, we'll go through Atlanta just because I think it's a straighter shot. I don't like that long leg going down from Columbia, 26 to 95 part, and then having to go down to Hardeeville. If we do go that way, I like to take 301 from, I guess it's Columbia. It's a straight shot, a little side street, two-lane highway that runs from Columbia to, through Swansea, Hardeeville. It's a nice little ride, catch that long bro. $100,000 reverse. That's what we actually set it up. It was done in Walterboro. I see the old Murdaugh attorney convicted of doing away with his family. Has got an appeal coming up.
That's, I don't know. And they just, I don't understand all that. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
We have rights in this country, and I guess we do bend over backwards to make sure we give people those rights. I did see, watching a documentary on the television the other night. I think you still call it television. You call it television if you're streaming it. Streaming off the internet, because it's not televised, it's broadcast on, it's different anyway. Watched a documentary and they were talking about somebody who got away with murder. Oh, it was Mysteries at the Museum, one of the mystery ones with, I can't remember the guy's name. I love watching them things. At the museum. The guy had got murdered, and they found his skull, I guess, and they used the top of the man's skull as evidence, and in the very top, that the defense was, if it wasn't for this man's skull being so thin, he would have never have died, and the jury acquitted the man. Immediately, there were vigilante groups trying to hang them up and string them up, so they had a bunch of police escort them to the train station to put them on the train and run them out of town, and he never was seen again.
Hey, this, my wife loves these murder documentaries and all that kind of stuff, and some of the stuff these people pull off and get away with is outlandish. I watch a lot of them with her, and there's quite a bit of stuff that I see on those that it's like, wow, I'm amazed that they got away with that. And it's just impressive and at the same time scary.
See, man, people are so gullible. You know, if it don't fit, you must acquit. I think I'll be going to Concord today, so I'll be over towards that way. And I got early start time, so I'm a little bit early this morning, as you can tell. So I'm getting ready to pull up to the office here. And I'm gonna sign with you, Scott. You have a great day. Take care, and hopefully see you down south. NC9B, I'm clear up yours.
Leon, have a good day, man, and talk to you later. Yeah. Into SWJ, clear.